Radford met with a room full of suburban school superintendents who gathered at Erie Wanboses in West Seneca. Radford wants to bring their opinions and recommendations for improving implementation of the Common Core standards back to the governor and his task force. He tells WBFO their message was clear. It's not about changing those standards, but about executing them in the classroom.
What stood out the most from one of the superintendents today to you? What was the most powerful that you thought?
The two things that stood out for me, one was how the Common Core standards was able to take districts that were, you know, maybe not doing as well as they could have, and it challenged them to be better. And it made them, it gave them a set of standards where they didn't have standards. The second thing I took from it were the districts that were already doing well, who these standards came in and showed them that they could do better. So this is, I mean, what I've heard is basically this is a good thing all the way around. Nobody has said anything is wrong with our kids being prepared.
I really wish that the governor's office would allow the state education department to do their job.
Superintendents traveled from as far as the southern tier to attend this meeting. Randolph School Superintendent Kimberly Moritz came from Cattaraugus County to be heard.
Our story has been that we started to implement early. You know, people talk about this as if it's a recent thing, and really we've known about the standards since 2008, 2009, and we have an incredible team of teachers and leaders in Randolph who worked really hard right away.
Moritz explained that her school district actually gained success in using the Common Core standards.
The standards are not an issue for our teachers in any way. They actually help us to rise to a higher level. There are other things that we would certainly change if given the opportunity, but not the Common Core standards. They're solid, they're excellent, and they've really helped us to raise our expectations.
So what, don't they like the evaluation tied to it?
I had hope back in the beginning, in say 2011, that the changes with the APPR were going to help us to improve our school systems, because if we're really honest, if we'd been doing a really good job of getting rid of poor teachers in the first place, I'm not sure we would be facing what we're facing with APPR now. And our school district has had the sharpest three-year gain on the 3-8 assessments of any district in Western New York. However, with the new APPR regulations that have come from the governor's office, most of my teachers will be listed next year, with 50% of that being based on their GROW score. Most of them will be ineffective or developing, likely developing. That there's something wrong there.
You don't have to reboot the standards. So that would be one of the worst outcomes that you could have, is to think that you're going to rewrite the standards. Nobody supports that. Nobody in education supports that.
Former Regent Robert Bennett helped organize the meeting with Radford. Bennett has remained a staunch supporter of Common Core. He traveled heavily with the former Education Commissioner John King during the height of protests against Common Core. Bennett says he has not changed his position.
One education critic doesn't believe that this task force is designed to really make a difference. How do you respond to critics that feel that way?
Well, they're the contrarians, and they don't have anything productive to offer anyway, so I don't pay much attention to them, and I think I know who you're talking about. So the three parts of the Common Core, one are the standards themselves, which are good standards being implemented very well for the benefit of the students, teacher evaluation law, which is a legislative issue, by the way, and the testing. You're going to have testing to measure progress of students, period, now. How long they are and when they're given and all that can be addressed by somebody else.
These standards challenge our students to be better. These standards are what our children are going to need to be able to compete globally. And so we want to keep the conversation initially about the standards. And we need to have the conversation about APPR and testing as a separate conversation somewhere down the road after we get an agreement that these are the standards that we want to live by as a state, as a country, and ultimately that our students will benefit in terms of competing globally.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.